A hospital room. A child waiting 211 days for a heart transplant. Parents juggling business calls between medical emergencies, desperately trying to maintain health insurance while their son fights for survival. This wasn't a productivity experiment, it was survival. Yet from this crucible of fear and love emerged something unexpected, a revolutionary approach to time that's transforming how thousands of people work and live. Mike and Erica Schultz didn't set out to reinvent productivity. They simply had no choice but to make every minute count when their son Ari's life hung in the balance. Over 430 hospital nights, they discovered what most productivity gurus miss entirely, that meaning, not efficiency, is the missing ingredient in how we spend our days. Here's the uncomfortable truth. You're probably wasting hours of your life every single day, and you don't even realize it. Not because you're lazy or undisciplined, but because you've been sold a broken model of productivity. Since the 1980s, we've treated humans like machines, stepping on the gas without ever filling the tank. We've accumulated productivity apps, time management hacks, and endless to-do lists, yet we're more exhausted and less fulfilled than ever. Most productivity systems focus obsessively on the how, the tactics and tools, while ignoring the why that gives work meaning. Without purpose anchoring your efforts, productivity becomes an empty treadmill. Research involving over 2,377 people worldwide revealed something striking. The extremely productive aren't just better at managing tasks. They've learned to work wholeheartedly on meaningful things while setting fierce boundaries around what doesn't matter. Their story asks a haunting question. What if it took losing everything to learn how to truly live? Most time management systems treat time as a resource to optimize, but it's actually the canvas on which you paint your life. The time framework categorizes every moment into four types: treasured, time with loved ones and joyful activities; investment, activities yielding outsized returns toward goals; mandatory, tasks that feel necessary but may not be; and empty, time leading nowhere that should be eliminated. Traditional approaches postpone joy. Work hard now, enjoy later. The time framework insists you need treasured moments now, not someday. The extremely productive spend 46% more time on high-return investment activities than average performers, nearly 9 extra hours weekly. For a team of 100, that's 900 additional investment hours weekly, equivalent to hiring 22 full-time employees at no cost. What makes time transformative is its fluidity. Watching your favorite show isn't inherently productive or wasteful. Context determines its category. Recharging intentionally after intense focus makes it treasured time. Numbing out to avoid difficult tasks makes it empty time. Stop waiting for motivation to strike. Motivation isn't an innate trait. It's a skill you develop through three techniques. First, write down your goals using a three-part framework: big picture goal, three-year goals, and annual goals. The extremely productive are three times more likely to have written goals. Second, plan your actions weekly rather than daily. Harvard research confirms that task clarity, knowing exactly what to do with your time, motivates people more than compensation or management style. Third, track your progress weekly. People providing weekly progress reports achieved goals at twice the rate of those keeping goals private. Progress itself generates motivation, creating a virtuous cycle. Your mind is a cognitive miser, constantly choosing the path of least resistance. Fast over thorough, easy over challenging, comfort over growth. This isn't weakness, it's how human brains conserve energy. Yet the path of resistance often yields the greatest returns. The hardest part isn't staying on course, it's taking that crucial first step. Three strategies lower the activation energy required to begin important work. First, calendar your investment time. People who calendared specific times were 91% likely to follow through versus 35% for those merely tracking progress. The extremely productive are 2.7 times more likely to block calendar time for their most important activities. Second, talk to yourself in the third person. Navy SEALs improved training completion rates by 32% using positive self-talk with third-person statements, "You can do this, Sarah," proving more effective than first-person declarations. Third, use the 3-2-1-go technique. The extremely productive are 3.5 times more likely to immediately begin tasks they know they should do. Counting down bypasses your brain's resistance mechanisms, creating a psychological bridge from intention to action. Habits shape your life more than you realize. The extremely productive are 5 times more likely to have work habits significantly contributing to their success. Yet most people misunderstand how habits actually work. The common 3-part loop, trigger, response, reward, misses a crucial element, thought. Your phone buzzes, trigger, you think, I should check that, thought, you reach for your phone, response, and dopamine floods your brain, reward. Understanding this complete loop reveals where to intervene. Habits take an average of 66 days to form, not the commonly cited 21. 3 techniques powerfully re-engineer habits. First, use when I, then I statements combined with will I questions. Epilepsy patients increased medication compliance from 55% to 79% using this approach. Transforming declarations into questions creates psychological commitment. Second, change your environment. More than half of the extremely productive organize their workspaces to maximize focus, compared to fewer than 1 in 5 average performers. Simple changes, decluttering your desk, adding plants, optimizing lighting, wearing noise-canceling headphones, dramatically improve concentration. Third, make your morning routine sacred. Over half the extremely productive have consistent morning routines versus 1 in 4 others. A 5-step routine, reading objectives, checking mindset, asking, will I, for critical tasks, asking, how will I be better than yesterday, and starting with your greatest impact activity before checking messages, sets the tone for your entire day. Saying no feels uncomfortable. Cornell University research reveals over 60% of people will do something unethical rather than refuse a request. Yet Warren Buffett claims really successful people say no to almost everything. The extremely productive are 5.5 times more likely to maintain an active no list than average performers. 3 strategies help you refuse effectively. First, keep a to-don't list, including permanent no's, conditional no's, and temporary no's. Second, adopt if it's not gung-ho, it's no. For investment activities, if you're not wholly enthusiastic, decline it. Research shows too many conflicting goals makes you accomplish less while increasing worry. Third, practice saying no in low-stakes scenarios, starting by declining to give your email at stores. Like any skill, refusal becomes easier with practice. Once you've learned to say no, build an impenetrable shield around your focus. People check devices 47 times daily, spending nearly 3 hours on them. Interruptions strike every 11 minutes, making you 20% less effective. Even 3-second distractions double workplace errors, and refocusing takes over 23 minutes. What started as helpful notifications has metastasized into 7.4 trillion push notifications yearly through Apple alone, triggering dopamine releases that create psychological dependency. The extremely productive are nearly 4 times more likely to prevent distractions when concentrating. They use 3 strategies. First, turn everything off. Carnegie Mellon researchers found volunteers going notification-free for 1 day felt less distracted and more productive, with 43% maintaining changed settings 2 years later. Second, signal do not disturb through closed doors, headphones, or out-of-office messages, visible cues that train others to respect focus time. Third, work from unexpected locations where interruptions can't find you. Athletes call it the zone. Psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi named it flow, that mental state where time suspends and tasks feel effortless. The extremely productive are 2.6 times more likely to regularly enter this state. The gateway is time sprinting, dedicating 20 to 90 minutes of obsessed focus on one planned activity while tracking time with a stopwatch. Unlike timers that interrupt flow, stopwatches let you glance at progress without breaking concentration. 4 factors enable flow. task clarity through weekly planning, strong consequences through goal setting, a distraction-free environment, and complete focus on one activity. After 4 sprints with brief breaks, 6 minutes or less, take at least 15 minutes of genuine rest. Keep a distraction capture list nearby to write down derailing thoughts. When you enter flow, your dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, where your inner critic lives, naturally quiets down. You're creating conditions where focus becomes natural. Ari lived 5 years, 5 months, and 5 days. His enlarged heart finally stopped beating, yet it continues beating. In the productivity system born from hospital rooms, in thousands learning to value their time differently, in the legacy of a child who taught his parents that every moment matters. The productivity code isn't really about productivity. It's about living with intention when time is the only resource you can never replenish. It's about manufacturing motivation when life feels overwhelming, igniting proactivity when resistance feels insurmountable, and entering flow states where work becomes meaningful rather than merely mandatory. Erica reflected that Ari's heart was larger than life because even now that it has stopped, I think it's going to go on and touch so many people. Through their work, Mike and Erica hope his story inspires others to swing for the fences while you can. Your days are finite. Your energy is limited, but your capacity to choose how you spend them, that capacity is boundless. The question isn't whether you have time. It's whether you'll choose, starting today, to spend it on what truly matters.